When swamps became subdivisions in St. Lucie County, the state's licensed alligator trapper had plenty to do. Here's Janie Gould with more.
For 20 years, Tommy Gore Jr. and his wife Sue captured nuisance gators, sometimes as many as 40, in a single week.
Always an alligator in somebody's yard, or in their swimming pool, or in their lake, eating their dog. During those days, we were not allowed to kill the alligator. Eventually, the state would require us to kill the gator and process the meat in the hide, but we could not do that until we brought the alligator home.
I'm going to ask you how you catch an alligator, and I'm sure the answer could be very carefully.
Very carefully, yes. That's the first thing. My wife probably caught the largest alligator that a woman has caught in South Florida. I got a call from a lady who was in hysterics. She says, Mr. Gore, come quick. Your wife needs you. So I get to the lady's house in Port St. Lucie, and I see a 5-foot alligator tied across the tailgate of my pickup truck. And I looked over and I said, now what in the world did my wife need with me with a 5-foot alligator? She handles that every day by herself. She says, no, Mr. Gore, the one down tied to the tree. And I looked, and there's a 12-foot, 9-inch alligator that my wife got out of the water by herself, had him wrapped up and tied, had his mouth taped shut, and couldn't do anything with him from that point on. The alligator weighed 800 or 900 pounds.
She got him out of the St. Lucie River?
She got him out of the St. Lucie River. She says, oh, I caught him on a bait, threw the bait to him. He swallowed the bait down. I pulled him up. When he got him up, she says, I made my helper hold the line. I lassoed him around the neck and tied the other end of the rope to the truck, backed the truck down, pulled him up on the bank, and then made my helper hold the line tight. He said, first, I threw my helper's shirt over his eyes so he wouldn't see me when I jumped. She said she jumped on top of the alligator, held his mouth shut, and the helper taped his mouth shut.
Oh, my gosh.
Just like it was a normal routine.
There was a time not that long ago when alligators were almost extinct in Florida.
Well, when we were growing up running the marshes in western St. Lucie County, we didn't see very many alligators. Like you say, they were on the extinct list. And then they went on the endangered list. And then they rebound to overpopulation, which probably wasn't really overpopulation on the alligator side. It was overpopulation on the people, draining the wetlands and the alligator having no place to go.
How many gators do you suppose you've trapped, you and your wife?
In the thousands.
Thousands?
Thousands. We've caught as many as 40 in 1 week.
Probably in the month of May when they are moving?
May, June, July, and then again in August when they began to hatch out. There's always a problem with children thinking that exposed eggs would be neat to approach, not realizing what the mama alligator was going to do. That's the only time that I ever considered an alligator really dangerous.
Like a mama bear.
She's going to protect those eggs. I've had to climb many a 6-foot-tall chain-link fence, not realizing that mama was guarding that nest. She approaches you very rapidly.
She's not happy.
Not happy at all.
You ever gotten bitten, scratched, whipped by a gator tail?
I've been bitten once by a little baby alligator. Even that size is extremely painful. When he bites you, he won't release his grip.
So what did you do?
Just kept tapping him on the head. And after a while, he's going to try to bite you. Get your hand out while you can. But on a larger alligator, forget it. An alligator goes into a violent spin when he bites something. Rolls. If he caught you by the hand, you better hope the hand goes. Just the hand.
Tommy Gore also worked as a state agent in treasure salvage operations off the Treasure Coast. He and Sue are retired and live in Georgia now.